8. The eighth precept. The principle of abstention from covetousness. Or tranquility. With the eighth precept, we pass from the precepts governing speech to the precepts governing mind. We also pass from the seven precepts that make up Shila, or ethics, in the narrower sense, to the three precepts that, together with the seven previous precepts, make up Shila, or ethics, in the broader sense. Since the three precepts governing mind are concerned not so much with bodily and vocal behavior, as with the inner attitudes of which that behavior is the outward expression, they are obviously of the utmost importance. Unfortunately, however, we shall have to deal with the first two of them, at least, no less briefly than with the last three speech precepts. The reason for this is that, as we shall see, and as we indeed saw in connection with the ten precepts and other ethical formulae, the eighth and ninth precepts are concerned with that part of mental conduct which comprises the noble group of samadhi, or concentration and meditation, even as the tenth precept is that part of it which is concerned with the noble group of wisdom. And with a subject as vast as that, as that of concentration and meditation, it is not possible for us to deal on this occasion. It will be enough if I can establish a few connections. In its negative form, the eighth precept consists in abstention from covetousness. The Pali word here rendered as covetousness being abhijja. We can arrive at some understanding of the deeper significance of this term, not only by analyzing the meaning of the term itself, but also by examining three other important terms with which it is approximately synonymous. Strange as it may seem at first sight, the second part of the word abhijja is from jayati, Sanskrit dhyayati, meaning to meditate, contemplate, think upon, brood over, search for, hunt after, from which the word jhana, Sanskrit dhyana, is also derived. Abhi is a prefix meaning very much, greatly. Abhijja thus signifies a mental state of intense thinking upon or brooding over, something by which we are attracted or which we desire, that is, signifies a mental state of covetousness. The three terms which are approximately synonymous with abhijja are lobha, tanha, Sanskrit trishna, and raga. Lobha means greed, lust, longing, desire, and is cognate with the Latin libido, as well as with the German lieb and English love. Tanha means thirst, and like the English words thirst and drought, is ultimately from a root meaning dryness, while raga, literally colour, hue, dye, has the meaning of excitement, passion. From the nature of these terms, we can see, in a general way, what kind of mental state it is with which the principle of abstention from covetousness is concerned. It is a state, essentially, in which the self or ego reaches out towards the non-self or non-ego with a view to appropriating and even incorporating it, thus filling the yawning pit of its own inner poverty and emptiness. Since it is not really possible to appropriate an external object in this way, the state of covetousness is, therefore, also a state of perpetual frustration. For this reason, the term abhijja is often combined in the Pali scriptures with the term domanasa, or distress, dejectedness, melancholy, grief. In other words, the principle of abstention from covetousness is concerned with that state of general existential polarization between coveting subject and coveted object, of which the sexual polarization referred to in connection with the third precept is only a particular, though perhaps the most conspicuous, example.